Psachim Perkhes, Mishnah Dalet 8:4. If, let's say, five guys get together and they're going to make a chabura to eat their Korban Pesach. Now, if one of those guys wants to invite a couple of his friends to join the Pesach Seder, he's not allowed to do it without asking another four for permission. And if he does, that's the topic of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamemana imo acherim bechelko. Let's say these five guys got together, they're college buddies, they're buying a 50 shekel Korban Pesach, each guy puts in 10 shekels, and then one of the guys invites, you know, a couple other people, let's say his parents, to join the Pesach Seder. So the other four can say, we don't want to have your parents at our Pesach Seder, and therefore, Rishayim b'nei chabura li ten lo es shalo. The other four guys can tell this fifth guy, listen, you take your piece, meaning you're entitled to a fifth of the meat because you paid for a fifth of it, and you're one of the five, so therefore, you take the fifth, and Vahu ochel mishalo, vehen ochel mishalahen. The fifth guy and his parents will divide up that fifth of the meat, and the other four guys with the other four fifths, and they'll have two separate chaburas. You recall back at the end of the seventh parak, we said that it's possible to have two chaburas in one house, and that's the pashas, the setup here, which means they'll make two different Pesach starim in two different rooms in one house, let's say, sharing from one Korban Pesach, the four guys at one Seder, and the other guy and his parents with that fifth amongst all of them for the Korban Pesach meat, making a Seder all to themselves. And that's the din.